Okay, money and markets with global markets correcting. Let's look how things rack up for the year. So far this year, U.S. dollar index is up 5.7%. It was up 11% in March, so that's basically it's cut its year-to-date gains in half. The DAX is leading the pack. That's the German top 30 stocks. It's up 20% for the year now. It's correcting off. If you look at both China large caps up 18%. China and Germany have run way ahead of their moving averages. So it looks to me like they're just coming back down to the trend line. And I expect, given what's going on in both areas, we'll probably see that trend line continue up. But we'll just have to see what happens. The developed markets minus North America up 8.7% for the year. Who can believe it? You know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. We were all ready to race out of the emerging markets at the beginning of this year, but the emerging markets up 7.7%, gold up 3.59%. Part of the emerging markets being up is commodities have started to bump up a little bit. And the S&P now up 1.41%. The safe havens all down. Gold down 0.1%. AGG, the bond aggregate, down 0.17%. TLT, the long ETF for the long treasury, down 3%. So all the safe havens are not so safe. The moral of the story is that rising interest rates can send those safe havens out of the safety zone. And again, I would really encourage you to see that sell in May, go away chart to remind us of sort of where we're coming into. If you go back through the old equity reports, I cover several times the probability of how often we should get a 10 to 25% correction in a long-term bull up. I think you have a bond market that is more than double the size of global equity markets. And as we come into the turn in the bond market, the question is, where is that kind of cash going to go? And I just don't see how you don't get a lot of it moving into real assets, whether it's real estate, commodities, or the equity markets. Okay, several commentaries up this week on the site. I got asked the question last Monday, what's really happening in Baltimore? Well, it was amazing the speed, rather than having to do a lot of serious investigation, the speed at which information poured out was impressive because the old tricks are not working. They fell flat on this one. Pretty quickly, the Blood and Crips gangs in Baltimore had a press conference announcing they weren't rioting. In fact, they had organized to help protect the businesses and were being attacked as they tried to protect the businesses. Great post on Zero Hedge, which I republished, of 10 questions or 12 questions to ask on Baltimore. The first one being, why is it that the social media websites that were inciting riots in Ferguson also inciting riots in Baltimore? Well, of course, right after the riots happened, suddenly, ba-boom, you have the Democratic candidate Clinton announcing sweeping criminal justice reforms at Columbia. I put the video up in the commentary, interestingly enough. Lots of empty chairs. Clearly, don't fall for the heartstrings. The DOJ and central control of local police forces is not what you want. One of the greatest protections under the Constitution is the local sheriff, which is separate from the police, controls and can back the feds out. But if the feds control the police force, that's a circumvention around those local powers. I think this is related to the inability to get gun control. If you look at what the feds are planning in terms of mandating healthcare and education, we're talking about sweeping privatization that will wreck local economies and be very antithetical to the health of both the civilization and the economy in general. It's more shrinking of the economy to roll it up into private monopolies supported and subsidized by taxpayers forced to do so when they have no input or say. You know, you're basically mandating markets from consumers who don't want what you're selling. So it's not surprisingly the Common Core is such an important issue. It turns out it's rising to the top in the Iowa caucuses. The candidates are now out hustling support in what is not the first primary technically, but the Iowa caucus is a very important indicator before the New Hampshire primary. It turns out that Common Core is at the top of the list, and particularly on the Republican side, and it has Jeb Bush in seventh place. Can you imagine? Seventh place, Common Core being a big reason why. I also had a chance when I was at the gym to watch a discussion with Bernie Sanders, who is a senator, independent senator from Vermont, who's running for president now. And he was proposing all sorts of great reforms, including that we pay, we provide free tuition for anybody who wants to go to college in this country, as some of the Scandinavian countries do. It all sounds perfectly wonderful until you realize, well, wait a minute, that money gives power to the federal government to dictate terms to state universities. And so we could literally see Common Core happen at the college level as it's being dictated at K through 12. Sounds wonderful until you dig in and realize, look, you cannot do deals with people who are not trustworthy. I put up the quote at the top from Franklin Sanders, all government money comes with a sock in the jaw. And I end the commentary with a statement. Let me just read it to you. When you were young, your mother told you not to talk or get into cars with strangers. That was good advice. Follow it. Stop supporting the creation of new legal and contractual agreements with strangers who exist behind a wall of secrecy and who don't keep their agreements. So anytime we agree to another legal and contractual arrangement with these folks, you know, it can't work to our good. What we need to do is get as far away from them as possible. So as far as I'm concerned, until we talk about serious change in leadership, all of this is complete hooey. The NSA has lost an appeal in the Court of Appeals. Apparently, the court has ruled, I haven't had a chance to read the ruling yet, that their phone records program is illegal. And a great subscriber sent it to me, the announcement saying, now it goes underground, black. I wrote back, yep, privatization at the root, the breakaways, and Mr. Global just busted the Americans. Now the game gets really interesting. Another way to see it is the NSA contractors just taught the NSA who is boss. Remember, Snowden worked for a contractor. And what we're literally seeing is a steady chip, chip, chip away, where the surveillance infrastructure doesn't go away, but increasingly our risk is it's controlled by the private guys.